Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, there's been an accident in central Joburg on the M2 East at the Crown Interchange, causing queuing traffic heading towards the scene. Also slow in Bedford View due to a collision on the N12 R24 West. Just before Giluli's, there's queuing traffic there on both routes.
Starting in Tshwane, the mayor, Celia Brink, released an update on last night's fire at the Mooikloof substation in Pretoria, saying there isn't a quick fix for this and investigations are ongoing. The Helen Suzman Foundation, meanwhile, rejected the finalization of the white paper on the citizenship, immigration and refugees announced by Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi yesterday. The foundation says this is confusing and ambiguous. And moving abroad, the leaders of France and Lebanon will meet in Paris tomorrow to speak on Lebanon's deep economic and political crisis that's compounded by crossfire between Lebanon's Hezbollah group that's backed by Iran and Israel. This is renewing fears of a regional conflict. I'm Marlene Fischer. More on these and other stories at 5.
We start off with the live action from the IPL. It's the 33rd match of this year's season, and it's the Mumbai Indians against the Kings 11 Punjab, with the Kings 11 Punjab at 58 for 1 after 7 overs after the Punjab. Well, it is the Mumbai Indians who are 58 for 1 after the 7 overs after being put into bat by the Punjab Kings. Ishan Kishan is back in the pavilion. Rohit Sharma and Surya Kumar Yadav at the crease on 26 and 24 respectively. The need to rest players so that they're fresh for the EPCR Challenge Cup semi-final is what motivated John Plumtree to change up his team for tomorrow night's game against Glasgow. But there could be further positive spin-offs down the line for the Hollywood Bet Sharks. And the Emirates Lions, well, they face an uphill battle against the Vodacom URC log leaders Leinster, but they're hoping to find form at home to give them a chance of making the top eight and qualifying for next season's Investec Champions Cup. And the Cheetahs, well, they've confirmed at forward Aidan Davis will be returning to Bloemfontein from English Premiership outfit Exeter Chiefs. And Mikel Arteta, well, he's urged his Arsenal side to use the pain from the Champions League quarterfinal exit against Bayern Munich to fuel their Premier League title bid. Arteta's side failed to clinch their first semi-final appearance since 2009, as Joshua Kimmich's second half header gave Bayern a 1-0 victory and gave them a 3-2 aggregate win as well. And Botswana's 100-meter silver medalist Letsile Tebogo believes that 2024 will be the year of the African sprinters, and this, of course, as it all culminates at the Paris Olympics. The 20-year-old has already made a sparkling start to the season, recording a world record performance at the 300 meters in Feb. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
I don't know why. There's something that's not right with my soul. I have no goal. I have no goal. I'm leaving shallow waters. I'm leaving all